Welcome to another episode of Debt Review with Dummies. And by dummies, we refer to your hosts. I am Corey, the dummiest dummy.
And I'm Zach. I'm so dumb that I once put lipstick on my forehead just to make up my mind.
Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
Well, Corey, we like to talk about debt review, things that are happening in the debt review space. And of course, people's stories of going through debt review and coming out successful. So we love debt review and we want to talk about it. And what are we talking about today, Corey?
Well, Zach, last week we had a very, very exciting, one of the highlights of the year is the DeCasa conference, where I think it was about 200, 220, 230 people from across South Africa get together, yeah, in Joburg, and we just get around debt review, and we actually had some very nice people there.
Yeah, and what does DeCasa stand for the people who are listening that are like, okay, another acronym in the world of debt review. I wonder what that means.
Yes, of course. So DeCasa is obviously the Debt Counseling Association of South Africa. It's a body that debt counselors can belong to, and they actually stand up for the small guy. So they have meetings at high level like BASA, and BASA is obviously the Banking Association of South Africa, and CIF, you know, Credit Industry Forum. So they all get together and they chat about things that that belong to us as the debt review space. So yeah, I mean, the big thing nowadays is the fees, but I think that's a conversation on its own. For now, let's just focus on the actual DeCasa meeting.
Yeah. So we had the opportunity, you and I both, to attend, which was great. Always nice to see a fellow dummy wandering around there. I hopped on an airplane to fly there and you hopped in the car and drove around the corner.
Yeah, luckily for me, it's nice and close. So yeah, it was actually fun. They moved the venue. I think it was the third year in a row now that we moved the venue. It was normally held at the Empress Palace, but now they hold it at the Birchwood Hotel, which is very, very nice. I like it. It's nice and airy. It's nice and open. And there's a lot of space for people to walk around and network.
Yeah, it really feels like we could add another 50 people in there. We wouldn't even notice. There's a lot of space there. Great venue, great decision by DeCasa a couple of years ago to shift there. A shout out, I think, to Vanessa on that one. So good job on doing that, Vanessa.
No, I agree. It's hard work. And I think she had quite a lot of helpers this year. Normally, you just see one or two other people. But this year, it felt like there was a lot of different faces helping them. And I mean, even when you speak to some of the sponsors and stuff, there are people that's only been there for the first time. And this conference has been going for, sure, I would say about 12 years at least, maybe even 13, 14 years. And some of the people, it's the first time they've joined the DeCasa conference. And I think they'll never look back. It's a great, great way to network and to meet the people, especially when it comes to the credit providers. Nice to see someone like Absa there and F&B. We'd obviously like to get all the credit providers there so people can just, you know, rub shoulders with the right people. It's not about, for me, it's about knowing who, you know, putting a name to the face, let me put it that way, so you can see who the Yakus of the APSA world is, and the Kendricks and those type of people. And even with the NCR, I mean, it was very nice to see them having an actual spot. I mean, you even mentioned it.
Yeah, I think it's the first time since 2014 I've seen the NCR with some sort of display thing happening. Obviously, the NCR, they go out to some areas where they do kind of awareness stuff, but never seen those. So it was very nice to actually see them have a display, have a stand, be available to meet with people. I heard they were handing out free monitoring visits to anyone who wanted. You know, you could just go get one right away. Yeah, very nice of them. But more than that, yeah, the hall was packed. Probably, if I'm not mistaken, the most people that have ever been at one of the conferences, although with the venue, you wouldn't, you know, it's hard to tell because it's such a sizable venue. But yeah, absolutely. Highest number of attendees this year, which is a good sign. Hopefully that gets beaten again next year and the following year and the following year.
Yeah, and I must say it was also nice having someone like the Tribunal there, the Ombud. It was nice to see the Ombud there, some bureaus, and, you know, all the credit providers, some of our insurance guys like I said one was there. It was very, very nice. And then three of the PDAs, or in all three PDAs were there. And that's very nice to see that all three PDAs were represented. I really enjoyed us on the couch. I think that's probably going to come out soon with the IPDA guys. It was very nice to spend some time on the couch with the guys, and some honorary dummies among us. So it was also very nice. So I really, really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the next obviously highlight of the year, which is close to home for you, which is obviously the DETRI Awards, and that's in October. But I'm really looking forward to that as well. But you see, the Dacasa meeting for me is it's always one of the highlights. It's amazing to see how many people come from outside of Joburg. I mean, we had people from Cape Town there that we haven't seen at these Dacasa meetings ever. And it was nice to see them as well and spend some time with them.
Yeah, it was quite revealing this year to see some visitors also from the National Deaf Counsellors Association, who are an association for those listening who kind of tend to focus on larger operations in the debt review space. So debt review practices with multiple deaf counsellors, they tend to have some representation there, or maybe in both associations. Not just because you belong to one doesn't mean you can't belong to the other. But yeah, it was nice to see those people in the audience. And in fact, I believe you even got to hang out with some of them after hours. That's quite nice as well. Another benefit of kind of visiting and going to the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the night before, it was nice to spend some time with some of the guys, and then obviously the night after, just to it's a long day. It's a lot of planning, and it's a lot of stress, and it's hard work, and just to kind of relax a bit, and just chat to people around the table away from work. But you talk about work still, even if you can't stop. I mean, you can't stop not talking about work. It's difficult, but I suppose then that's when the real conversations happen away from the normal day-to-day running of it. So yeah, that was absolutely fun. And obviously spending time with my fellow dummy is always great. I really love seeing you in Joburg, because I normally have to travel all the way there to see you to Cape Town. So it's lucky to have you in my valley for a change.
Well, let's give people a little bit of behind the scenes stuff. So tell us, what's it like to be someone who's a sponsor of the event, and you go there and you set up a table and stuff like that? What's that? Give us the 2-minute version of, what's that experience?
Zach, it sounds all easy. Just run there, put a tablecloth and put some stuff on the table. But it's a lot of planning, because you kind of, for me, I want to give the debt counsel something that the other guys don't give. So I kind of plan it long before. It's a planning thing. Then you have to order the stock and stuff. So you want to give them something nice on the day, something the other guys don't have. And then you start really, really early. I mean, you and I even dropped off my stock the night before, just so we can be there nice and early and then set up the stuff. And it's a planning on the banners, and so yeah, it's a lot of time before, just making sure all the stock is available, and then obviously, getting the guys there, and that's when the lucky thing is to get people to your table. And you, especially this year, with us having a new benefit, you can get people in, you can actually talk to them about stuff, and tell them about your new products. So yeah, it's hard work. It helps a lot if you have someone like Alette next to me, because she helps so much, not having to pick up to put all the stuff on the table myself, and talk to the people, and kind of just have that backup. So yeah, it's hard work, but it's fun.
All right, so you were handing out stuff to people there. What about there was a beach ball bouncing around halfway through, and at the end there, what were you doing there? Tell people a little bit about that thing you did.
Yeah, so every year I have to twist CJ's arm for some prizes. It actually started last year. I was going to give away just a backpack with a bunch of my stuff, because I had an extra one branded backpack, and I thought I'll just pop everything in there and give it away. And then CJ said, "Oh, let's just give the guy some money." So we gave one prize away last year, but this year we decided to break it up, and I want to do different. I don't want to be the same, because every year it's like, you pop a number into the hats, and then people draw your number and you win. For me, that's a bit boring, So for me, it's more about, I want to do something different. So last year we had the So a disc underneath someone's chair. You had to check for something under your chair. This year, I took a bouncy ball, played some music. It was like a musical chairs with a ball. So people had to throw the ball around, and we had three prizes this year, which was very nice. And so we had three winners instead of the one from last year, and that's always fun. You know, I want to do something different, and yeah, some might think it's a little bit childish, but I thought it was a bit of fun.
Yeah. And did you come across to the debt-free table there and play the spot the couple game? Did you do that? I can't remember.
I did not play it, but I did watch someone else play it. So yes, I definitely did see it. But yeah, give us a bit of a rundown. What did you do for your table this year?
Yeah, so we were giving people opportunities to get discounts on advertising, maybe get featured in the magazine, or through an arrangement with Mr. Corey over here to come onto the podcast and say hello to everybody. So we had a number of people that through the day were able to win those prizes, and we look forward to kind of having a few of them on the podcast with us in the next few weeks just to come say hi, tell us who they are and what they do. That'll be nice to catch up with them. Okay, now Corey, for people who didn't go, maybe we can just run through the agenda a little bit and just tell people kind of what happened on the day, because maybe you haven't read that magazine article in that magazine called Debt Free yet. If you haven't, go do that. It is there. But let's just go through it. So there was a bold opening address by Reinhardt, the president of Dacasa, and he called out a few of the problems that exist in the industry right now, quite outright. He started off strong, and I think that set the tone for the day. We're not here to mess around. We're actually going to talk about the issues. This is not just rah, rah, rah. And I thought it was a good start to the day, huh?
No, I agree. Telling people how it is, and I think you kind of felt a bit of a shift in where people are now tired of, just talking. We want action now, and I think that was the trend for me. It was people are trying to we're there to make the industry better, and I agree with you. It was definitely the way it was set up for the day. Ryan definitely hit the spot there.
And then we had a bit of a motivational speech, right? So sometimes it's nice to have that. We had a bit of a motivational speech looking back at some of the mad people in South African history who've done some pretty mad stuff and how people told them they were mad. And then by the end of the speech, we were all mad. Yeah, I won't give you too much more than that. I don't want to ruin that speech that you might hear it in the future. But just to say that, it takes thinking a little differently, and takes action to change things. And we were encouraged to do that, not in a boring way. We were encouraged in quite a fun and kind of lighthearted way with some music and some dancing and some jokes and some crazy slides and all sorts of stuff to kind of to get out, make a difference, and cope with the challenges that are there, but also to overcome them and help consumers to do that. And next up was the NFO. You know who the NFO are.
Yes, the National Financial Ombud. Obviously, that's a new ombud that's been started recently, and as far as I yeah, they're quite busy, which is a great thing, So they're there for the consumer. It's kind of a middleman between the financial institutions and the consumer, and they're there for the consumer, in my opinion. They're always going to be fair, and I like that. So it's nice to see the NFO. And yeah, like she said herself, it's very difficult to follow the speech of the previous guy, because it's a complete opposite. One's motivational and one's a bit, I wouldn't say negative, but it's definitely not a positive thing. When you talk about ombud, you don't always think positive. You kind of like think stress. So yeah, it was nice to have the ombud there. Absolutely.
But for all that, Corey, I was laughing quite a few times during the presentation. I think Naroja was quite good at getting her point across. And then we had an economist give us some information. And I will just say, being an economist in this kind of situation with Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin doing crazy things every second day must be incredibly tricky. Never mind all the other stuff that's going on with wars and natural disasters. It's very difficult to do their job. She was quite positive for all that, perhaps more so than I expected. And then we had perhaps like the big speech of the day, industry-wise, was Timmy. from the NCR. He got up and he also kind of shared a lot of information. What did you think about that? You know Timmy well, but what did you think about the speech?
Yeah, look, I think it's important for the NCR to raise their concerns. It's nice to have, someone like Tim there that understands the industry and been in the industry for a long time. So yeah, it's sometimes a little bit boring when it comes to the industry updates, I think. It's not always the fun part of it. So you kind of oh, I don't know, it's sometimes also considered a bit negative, but all in all, yeah, I think Tim is the right person to do these type of things because
Yeah.
he likes to he does it again for the industry, and that's what we want. We want people to fight for our industry. I mean, lots of us has put quite a lot of time into the industry, so yeah, I liked it. What about yourself?
Yeah, he was giving progress reports, and I think we all want progress reports. Like, I mean, if you're a consumer in debt review, you want progress reports on your debt review. If you're a debt counselor, you want progress reports from your attorney on what's happening with the court stuff. If you're an attorney, you want progress report, et cetera. So I think we all want that. It was great to do that. I think also one of the standout things that I heard in that presentation was Timmy saying, "Hey, listen, thank you so much for sending us information about stuff that you worried about. If you see something you don't like, let us know, even if it's unofficially. It just informs them." And what did he say? He said, "Keep it coming." I think that's what he said. Keep it coming. So Tim is very kind of open to that. Don't be shy if you're out there. You're a consumer. You're a debt counselor. You're a payment distribution agent, person, attorney, whatever. Let him know if there's problems. And he was very complimentary of the hard work that's been done by the legal team. There have been some nice victories recently. They stopped some people who were doing fraudulent stuff outright, faking kind of letters. There's been really good progress done. Some fines have been handed out to naughty people. We want to see more, of course. But yeah, it was good. And then we had a presentation from Sakura, just to break down a little bit about who Sakura are, what they do, how they're involved with the credit bureau kind of side of things, and the data that moves around about credit reporting. Because a lot about the reporting side of things, and the people's credit profiles. So they did that. And then it was lunchtime. Yeah, I think I started with pudding. How about you? I just skipped straight to pudding. Did you even get lunch?
Yeah, luckily, I'm a carnivore, so I went straight for the meat, and it was really, really good. The food was really good. For me, this year was better than last year, so I definitely enjoyed it. Yeah, and it was again lucky to sit with people. People are different around the lunch table than they are at the office, so it's lucky to have the conversation. I can just spitball about what's happening in people's lives. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed that. And then after lunch, we went back for the panel discussion, and you were part of that panel discussion. You were part of the panel, to be honest.
Yeah, don't
And
you think
yeah,
I
it
was well
was
behaved? I was so well behaved,
absolutely.
Corey. I
Oh
mean, give
yeah.
me a microphone, I can go, right? I was trying very hard to behave myself there. But yeah, Nadia did a good job. She was throwing questions at the different panel members, getting us to commit to certain things. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, again, Nadia, the first question straight away, it was like a hard-hitting question right there, and I thought it was really, really well to ask the questions, hard-hitting questions. And I think it ended off with the theme that people are people want action. They don't want to just speak about it. They want action to be taken right about now. So yeah, and then after that, I think there was one or two more prizes being given away. And then I think that's when the real networking starts,
Yeah.
after everybody's finished, after everything is done and said and done, people then actually start chatting when when you can have a lemonade or two, so that's always fun.
Yeah, so all in all, a great time was had by all. One of the best ones over the years, and certainly looking forward to next year's one. It's always sad at the end of the day, but if you're interested in what happens at Dacasa, you can always go to the regional meetings. So if you don't know, Dacasa have regional meetings in different kind of provinces, for members and for non-members. They can just pay if you want to attend. So if you're a credit provider and you're listening, Yeah, why not do that? You don't necessarily have to sponsor an event. You can just go as a guest. There are options to sponsor and stuff like that as well, which sometimes helps cover the cost. Get us a samosa and a meatball, and we're happy, right? We're very simple people as steakhouses.
Yeah, and I think there's only one left for the year in each region. I know that we're sponsoring one in the Eastern Cape at the end of the year. I think it's late November. And I think obviously there'll still be one in Gauteng, one in Western Cape, one in KwaZulu-Natal. I'm not sure about the Free State, but I definitely know there are some at the end of the year, just to close off the year. And then there's obviously the voting. They obviously vote every year for the NECs and those type of thing. So that's also an online meeting that most of the debt counsellors that actually are registered as the CASA members, they get to vote, which is also one of the, I think, important meetings of the year. But I think that's mostly for the guys who are part of the actual CASA, who are actually registered as the CASA members.
Yeah. Well, Corey, I mean, it's so nice to reminisce, catch up a little bit on what we've been up to. And of course, we've got some amazing episodes that have just come out. That one was fantastic. Always nice to have the intuitive discussion. And we're looking forward to quite a, it's not a heartbreak story, but it's a very heartwarming story in our next podcast. So please do join us for that episode. I'm really looking forward to sharing that with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the next one is going to be a fantastic episode. It's again close to home because of its family. And then I think we've got some legal stuff lined up, and I think that's going to be exciting. That for me is also it's such a important part of debt review, and it's such a difficult part of debt review. And I think not everybody can do what he does and what they do. I think it's very specialized, and it's a very difficult thing to do, but it's nice when it happens, and it happens right. And then obviously the awards obviously coming up in October. I am looking forward to that. That is going to be obviously one of the big highlights of the year. I'm very excited about the awards. And this year, and it's beautiful Durban, where it's never winter, it's always summer.
Bring your costume. Okay. Well, Corey, I feel just as dumb as when we started this episode because we haven't spoken to any smarties today, just us two dummies. But yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks. Nice to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. Once again, thank you very much for your time. Thank you to our listeners, and we'll see you on the next episode of Debt Trivia with Dummies.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.